Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Dweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Frank podcast. This is the Introducing Sasha Frank series, and we're at episode 4. So the last time I touched on how God protected me in a freelance situation, today I want to talk about discernment and being guilty by association. An uncle of mine who was at the time 12 years old, 12 or 13, so he was probably about in high school or maybe junior high. And basically he went with a group of friends and they were older. They had a car. And so they were driving around, you know, just doing the regular thing. And so they get to a gas station and basically they asked him to stay in the car. And they were like, yeah, you know, just watch the car. We're about to go inside. So he didn't really think anything of it. They proved to be trustworthy from what I know. I'm sure that nothing was perfect, but he trusted them. And so he went inside, or they went inside, and he was sitting in the car. I don't know the duration of how long or anything, but all of a sudden they come running out, and I don't know if he decided to run with them or if he stayed in the car and they got the car and they left or whatever the case is. I don't really know like the how everything panned out, but what I do know is he ended up getting caught, and he didn't snitch on anybody. He actually just kept it to himself, and he ended up doing the time at, you know, 12, 13 years old. And so he was in jail for about like 20 to 25 years, and that's majority of his lifetime. So when he got out, he was about, like, you know, in his late 30s or almost 40s. So he got out when he was an adult, and you know, when everyone else had the opportunity to go to college or to, you know, go to trade school or go work or whatever their plan was, he was, you know, in jail and just living his life day to day inside of a cell from childhood. And so he wasn't really able to experience anything that he wanted to or envisioned. I'm sure no one can imagine themselves going to jail until, you know, it actually happens, which I do not wish that upon anyone. So he got out, and you know, he was doing good for himself and everything. But what I wanted to point out is the benefit of using discernment. A lot of times we all look at different situations like his or a different scenario, and we think, oh, well, these friends are so much fun. They're the center of attention. They're always going places. They have a car. They have all these things. Maybe they have money, and they have all these things that we want or we want to be around. And we kind of lose the fact that we may or may not have felt easy about the situation. I know one time I walked into a situation and I wanted to move forward in it, but I felt kind of ill. Like, I just felt kind of sick in the stomach, and I just didn't feel like I should move forward in that situation. And this was actually a job situation, and so it was kind of minuscule compared. in comparison. But I decided not to work with that job, even though they were going to pay me like a large sum of money and in a small short of time, and everything looked amazing. But for whatever reason, God was saying no to that situation. In retrospect, a lot of times we have to not just factor in the financial, but also factor in the time, factor in the environment, factor in people, and factor in a lot of different other things more than just the financial benefit. And I was just looking at the financial benefit, but, you know, I was also in the process of working on a project, and being an entrepreneur, going in that route, in that lane, you do have to use a lot of time, and a lot of times you do have to work other jobs part-time or whatever to fund it, and you have to do what you have to do until you get where you need to go. But like that time period, God was saying no, not to move forward in it. So I decided to say no, and I see now why. Because I needed the time to be able to devote to finishing what I needed to do and everything. And the hours that they were giving me was a lot of hours. And yes, I said a lot of money, at least what I thought at the time and stuff. But it was just not what I was supposed to do in that moment in time. So I think that a lot of us should look at your perspective should change in different situations. Instead of looking at the financial gain or just, you know, who you're going to meet or who is going to be there or like other different characteristics or qualities, we should look at the full thing and kind of evaluate. And if your discernment is saying, you know, if you feel like, you know, it's a no, then you should just say no and just move forward, as hard as it might seem. And of course, like, we all make left turns when we're supposed to make right turns. But it's about like getting up and, you know, moving forward in it. And it's about learning from that situation, because all situations, we learn from it, and everything can be used, all the different experiences and everything. So it's not in vain or anything, but sometimes it's easier to just say yes or say no to something that we're supposed to say no to, so that we can get through something that we need to quicker. So discernment is really, really big. To make a long story short, and guilty by association is really, really big also. So you just have to use discernment in people and places, things, and everything, because you never know what one question or one answer or one wrong turn can lead you. And you just want to be mindful, because that one question or that one answer, or better yet, that one action can change the whole entire trajectory of your life. And it could be for the good or for the bad. So just always be mindful of that and listen to a discernment and just really develop it, because it's very important. Very, very important. So that is the end of this episode. One thing that you can do is maybe conceptualize or think of different experiences where you felt like your discernment was being heightened at